8VGW monitoring.
K8VGW testing the MI5.
East Alpha Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel, east side of Detroit monitoring.
W8LFA, listening statewide 1, portable Dearborn Heights.
EC8MXT, monitoring out of the Novi repeater. This is K8BCW, testing DMR on the MI5 network.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. You are coming in loud and clear at Mount Clemens repeater.
Thanks for that, sir. Just changed my call sign, and I'm making all my radio configuration settings, making sure they're still coming through properly. Looks like on the last heard page, though, it still has my old call sign, so maybe that takes a little bit of time to cycle through an update.
W8VD, W8FU.
Alpha, Delta 8 Mike, Papa Mobile.
K8BCW testing DMR on the MI5.
K8BCW, Bentley, this is NAWRO, Macomb County, Tim. Congratulations on the new call sign.
Hey, Tim, how you doing, man? Thanks for the shout back.
Yeah, no problem. What did you get? Did you get that today? Is that like a today thing?
Yeah, I woke up this morning to an email with my approval, so I've been chipping away at all of the systems that are dependent on the call sign, and it's been an adventure.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had that experience yet, but the guys in our group who get their call signs, they got a whole bunch of things they have to change, and, of course, I change them on the roster here for us, but... I heard you out there earlier, so I went ahead and went into my CSV file, and I was updating some of the guys here in Macomb Local, and I went ahead and put you in there as well. So I didn't get too confused, but it's nice because it pops up on my Connect systems with your call, and I even put your name in there now. I keep track of things, so back over to you.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Thanks for doing that. I'm looking at the DMR last heard page, though, and my old sign is still showing up on that. Obviously, you know, changing the radio ID is the first thing you have to do, and obviously, and then, you know, Brandmeister and TGIF talk groups are dependent on that. And even though I got my approval from radio ID, I think it probably has to sync up in their system somehow before it will start being broadcast out correctly on these TXs and RXs.
NAWRO, yeah, I concur with that. It's probably some type of a lag time. You know, like you say, even though radio ID's already got the update, yeah, it's probably just wait and it'll drop in there. But, yeah, no big deal. You know. Yeah, anyhow, how's the weather up there? It's kind of overcast today down here. Started off being warm and then it got cold again, and well, we knew to expect that, but... you're at the tip of the Mitt right up there, right?
Yeah, about 40 miles south of the bridge over on the west side of the state. We had about 40 degrees today. I got out for a walk during lunch hour, and but it was cold and windy and no sun. So a little bit different than the last almost week of nice mild temperatures we had. We lost a lot of snow, but we still have a lot more on the ground to go. And there's somewhere between 3 and 6 inches in the forecast through tomorrow.
Yeah, copy that. It's well, we know there's no secret. You're definitely in a different zone than we are up there than southeast Michigan. All the snow is gone here. What did we have, a 70-degree day yesterday, I think it was. If we do get snow, well, I'll probably jinx us, but if we do get snow, I don't think it will stick around for a while. On the ground, at least. And, of course, we all had that little bit of a weather scare there. Southwest had tornadoes, and too bad they had some injuries and cuts, too. That's not good. Looks like sky warn season might be starting early. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that tornado was crazy. I saw some of the video of that wild. You know, but if I were you guys, I'd be putting away my snowblower and my shovels. I wouldn't even worry about it at this point. Just keep driving over it if you get a little bit more. Up here, we're going to have to play with it a little bit for a while, I'm afraid. Question on the Skywarn on this network of linked repeaters. How does that work? Will they unlink some of the repeaters that are just in the Skywarn area when there's a weather event? How does that work?
Well, I think you probably, if you didn't, the Central Michigan Network, they have a sign up for an email notification. Because event one will be the MyCon station, and that will make 5-1 unusable, so they don't want you to be talking on the one we're on now if there's an event. So it's, to my knowledge, it's only used, I mean, I'm talking from Macomb County, so it's event one is used as a alternative MyCon station. We have a UHF station here as well that we can use for that. So the takeaway is to make sure you're on that, if you're not already, make sure you're on that email list so that you know someplace in the state, you know, they're using it, and you would just stay off of this. But if it's bad weather, you know that anyway. So, but I can't speak to whether there's any nets. I don't believe there's just a regular net on, regular Skywarn net on Central Michigan. I could be wrong on that. I only know about the MyCon. Back over to you.
Yeah, I'm not trained in Skywarn, but I do like to listen in when there's an event. But because this system is linked together and it's so large, I'm just curious if there's something happening. Say, for instance, in Macomb County, it might be absolutely beautiful and gorgeous up here, and I might not know the difference. But I'm just curious if that would be across this entire network. I haven't signed up for any email advisories either, so I'll take a look at the site and see if there's a easy way to do that.
W-E-L-S-A.
Yeah, I'm on the site looking up right now. So breaking station, go ahead while I'm doing this.
Yep, W-E-L-S-A, Joe here. I'm in Dearborn Heights right now on the portable. Did you guys talk and try to chime in while I had a chance? Sorry to interrupt. So I think from my understanding, the MyCon is really where all the county Skywarn nets report to the Michigan National Weather Service ETX station in Pontiac, and then each county checks in to the statewide network. That's the purpose of that. If it's something that happened in your location, your county Skywarn team would be using a different station for reporting purposes.
Okay, thanks for that, Joe. I think I understand what you just described, although I'm not super well-versed in any of it yet. So name here is Bentley, K8BCW. I'm up in Harbor Springs. New to DMR and just hopped on this network recently and made friends with guys like Tim here who are kind of holding my hand and walking me through all of these different things. So thanks for breaking in and offering some more info. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And glad to make the contact with you. I've heard you over the last couple of days. I think I tried calling you back, but I don't think I had a good signal that time. And then, I recently got into DMR as well. I'm currently just have this portable, the Bofang, but I'm working on trying to get a mobile install going. I ended up getting drawn into DMR because of the whole MyCon. It used to be on analog, and it was nice listening to each county checking in with National Weather Service to discuss or to report what was happening in their county. So that's why I have somewhat of an understanding of it, but I'm sure I'll get more now that I'm actually be able to listen in on the DMR network.
W-8-L-A-F-A. This is an A-W-R-O. Yeah, Joe, you're correct. I'm going to hopefully be doing the MyCon for Macomb County this year as well. And that's what I've been training upon. But Bentley's question was, if we're doing MyCon down here, does it go all the way up there? That's a good question. I can't answer that. But what I can answer is, Bentley, if you go to the Central Michigan site, MI5.CharlieCharlie, MI5.cc, and then just the VMR drop-down, the first selection there, it'll explain the email list you sign up for, and they ask that all the users sign up for that. I'll send it over to Bentley, K8BCW.
All right, thanks, Tim. I was trying to follow you along there, and I got lost on the way. So I'm on the website, and where do I go to get on the email list?
On the top banner there, there's the DMR, and if you hover over that, the first selection, MI Sites Talk Groups, and then slot it down just a little bit, and you know, it says, please send a blank email. It's kind of right there, and you get on the list.
Got it. Thanks. Will do. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's a 2 meter and 70 centimeter link repeater system up here, Northern Michigan link repeater system, I think is what it's actually called. And it pretty much handles the northwest tip of the MIT from Traverse City over to Mayo, Grayling, and then all the way up to Mackinac. Almost exactly covers the areas of the state that the MI5 network does not. And that's an ARRI system, Skywarn, and when there's an event, say, in one of the outside areas of the coverage, they'll unlink the rest of the system from it so that it's still usable for the folks that aren't in the affected area. So I was just curious if the MI5 did something similar.
So for the VHF side, we have the same thing down here. When Skywarn occurs, I will disconnect the VHF from Central Michigan. But, you know, that takes care of the regular Skywarn net like Joe was referring to. But then I will liven up if they hold a mic on that. Sometimes we'll have a Skywarn net, but the Weather Service doesn't hold a mic on that. But if they do, then I'll be the key station from Macomb County, and we might have a couple other guys training for that as well. Let's send it back over to Joe. W8LFA. If you're still there, Joe, go ahead and send it over to Bentley.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Hey, Bentley, since you brought up the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, I was on their Facebook page a couple weeks ago trying to understand. I saw a post about how they're now linking the network through All-Star to support P25 DMR, among a few other modes. I assume that's just through the internet if you had a hotspot, not for the repeater itself. Like, I can't bring a P25 radio up to Harbor Springs and connect to anything, right? That would just be through my hotspot?
That's a good question, and I don't necessarily know the answer. I know if you take a look at some of those sites on Repeater Book, for instance, they'll have some special options on some of them. So, for instance, there's the main W8CCE repeater here in Petoskey that's linked into the system on FM. But they also have a D-Star antenna on that same tower that you can access through a D-Star radio. And I think maybe some of P25 down in Traverse City and maybe even the one up here in Petoskey may have that capability as well. But I don't know for certain because I'm not super well-versed in those technologies. K8BCW, over to you, Tim, if you want to chime in.
N8WRO Macomb. Can't speak to that area. One of the guys loaned me a Motorola, and they do have P25 down here, and I think it's using a Detroit site. Really nice sounding radio and mode, I guess you'd say. But other than that, I don't think I'd be able to help you out there, Joe. Back over to you.
Yeah, I figured it would be more of a through the hotspot type situation that it's connected to, which is still nice, better than nothing, right? But I think I'm starting to get more and more into DMR since there's more options besides the two P25 repeaters in our area that I think hopefully will last quite some time in the future. Hopefully they'll phase them out too soon. Because I do, like you said, it is nice sounding audio for some of the more compressed PMR, but it seems to be the ticket, so I'm on board for whatever is more popular, too. What do you say, Bentley?
88WJ.
Hey, Bentley, try it again. I didn't hear you down here. If you can make one, then send it over to Rick, KE8WOJ. Go ahead, Bentley. Well, nothing heard. He must have dropped out for one reason or another. Afternoon, Rick. Go ahead. You got Joe in here and Tim? KE8WOJ. Over to you, Rick.
Hi, fellas. I apologize there. I jumped on the statewide one here and didn't hear nothing, so I threw my call out there, and then all of a sudden there you guys were talking. I thought, oh, I stepped on somebody. So I don't have, apparently I don't have the mode on or whatever. But anyway, good to hear you guys out there. Hope you're having a good day and enjoying this almost summertime weather.
KEWOJ, this is W8LCA Joe over in Dearborn Heights right now. Yeah, I enjoy this weather. I'm not looking forward to the storms that are coming this way, though. Tim?
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that. I hope we're not getting something else tonight. And if we do, it's probably going to be late. So we'll have to stay up then again like we did the other night, but it's worth it. I'll send it back over to Rick, but let's leave a pause just in case Bentley jumps back in. If he doesn't, Rick, you take it up. N8WRO.
K8BCW. Yeah, still here. I think we just had a little bit of collision there, and my awesome message that I transmitted out there got lost. So still here, still listening, but not much else to say. K8BCW from Harbor Springs.
Well, sorry, Bentley, Richard K8WJ, apparently I stepped on you there. I didn't hear anything going on when I teed up, and then as soon as I let go, I could hear you talking, so I apologize for that. And I've been hearing about these storms. I keep looking at the radar, and I'm not seeing any on the radar, so I hope maybe everybody's wrong. And I think by now the ice is going to be off the lake, so it might be doing a little bit of fishing soon, I hope. I'm not sure where it goes.
NHWRO, I guess I'll take it because I actually forgot myself. Well, I probably should get back to some best work I'm doing here anyways, guys, but I always enjoy a quick USO here, especially on DMR. I like DMR. And you guys are talking about P25. Joe, you were talking about P25. It is great, but the problem here for our group is the price of entry is a little bit prohibitive, shall we say, for a lot of our members. I'm happy to go ahead and spend, but I just don't. DMR is much more affordable. Of course, you got that entry-level DM32. There's a lot of guys getting that now, and that actually does work. And then, of course, you can step up from there. But anyhow, I'm going to jump out now. You guys have a good day, and I'll send it over to Joe, W8LFA. This is N8WRO. I will be clear of the QSO, but I'll be listening, guys. Have a good one. Joe, go ahead.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good one as well. Yeah, I completely get the cost of entry. And also, prefer club, the DMR makes more sense having two different sides of that channel to be able to use for the price of one, right? So, I get it. It's just something else. Something else I'm wasting money on. But thanks again, Tim. Have a good day. I'm going to have to bow out as well. But it's been a good conversation, and I'll still be listening. I just have to start answering some phone calls for work. So I'll let you guys go. I think it goes back to Bentley. I'll be calling your final.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. I think you missed earlier when I was telling you. I know the administrator of the Northern Michigan link repeater system. His name is Drake. His call sign is November 8, Delta Mike Hotel. If you want to look him up, I'm sure he would be very happy to tell you all of the technical details about his system and whether you can get into it with P25 and where. I think maybe some of his Traverse City equipment is a little bit more capable than some of the other stuff, but he'd be the one to know. I'm probably going to jump off here as well. Rick, good talking to you, too. No worries about stepping on toes. I do the same thing out here, too. I'm just a noob, so learning as we go. You guys have a great afternoon, and we'll hope for some nicer weather coming up. K8BCW, Harbor Springs.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Bentley. I appreciate it. I will I'll look into that. Not necessarily for P25, but DMR as well. So, thank you, and this is W8. I'll say clear, sorry that we all bounced on you there, Rick.
I'm kind of anxious to hear you guys hard at work here during the day, getting ready for it, and listening to it when it happens. So anyway, you guys have a good one. We'll catch TDAWOJ. I'm in West Bloomfield.
This is 6WY. This is 6WY. And 6WY is clear.
What the 6WY?
This is 6WY. Can you hear me? I did not understand. Can you repeat?
So what is your call sign, sir?
This is November 6, Whiskey Yankee. And 6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. I have a little problem here. Hopefully I didn't interfere with anybody. I'm done testing. I'm in Shelby Township.
No, I don't think so. It was clear. I just wasn't hearing the N6. I was hearing 6WY. I'm like, what the heck am I missing? So, but I'm in the mobile. Not your, you're sounding fine. This is W8. FU, and I am down here in Warren.
Okay, W8FU, this is in 6WY. I'm trying to put on a new 890, and something is screwy. I get work on Simplex, but it will not work on repeater mode. And I think it's got the European commercial band loaded. I'm trying to change that. And, I'm talking to you on an 878 right now in my office. Very marginal link for me. But thank you for coming back to me.
Yeah, no problem. Name here is Sean, by the way. And you sound good, but you say you're on the 878 now, so I take it that you've had that for a while. And I can't tell you much about that new one. I've got an 878. Plus or whatever the heck it is, or, you know, whatever the last incarnation of that 878 is. Decent little radio. Not what I have. I'm on right now. I'm on a mobile, but yeah, that 890. There's a few guys out here that have them, so I'm sure somebody can probably help you out. Just not me, because I don't know the radio all that well. Again, name here is Sean, W8FU.
Okay, W8FU, this is in 6WY. Strange, I can receive you on the 890, but I cannot transmit into the repeater, so I got something screwy here. I'm sure it's in the cold plug. When I loaded it, it said band air, and when I checked that more, it says I'm on a European band, commercial band. This radio, I guess, works on the European commercial band. If you set it to that, and somehow I got it set to that. So I'm going to look in the code plug a little bit more, and thank you again for coming back. Hope you enjoy the nice day before the storms come in. And thanks again. W8FU, Sean, this is N6WY.
Sorry about that. My radio, I just got mine reprogrammed, and It was scanning, and it pulled it off. It pulled it off, and when you unkeyed there, so I had to fumble to get back to this one. All right, yeah, take care. Good luck, and hopefully somebody can jump in here and straighten you out there if you don't find it yourself. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Take care. WNFU.
Glad you came back to me, because I thought, oh, no, it's failing on receive now. But I heard you fine. I'm talking to you on the 878 and receiving you on the 890. 73s. Thanks again. And 6WY is clear.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa mobile.
KEAFGW, monitoring statewide one. This is KEAFGW, monitoring statewide one.
Alpha Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel monitoring.
KEAFGW, monitoring statewide one.
86 would be wise, testing.
KE8FGW.
Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel.
Good evening, KE8FGW, monitoring.
Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel, with Dearborn Heights.
Good evening, sir. KE8FGW here.
Too bad. Arlene Lima. And I'm in Dearborn Heights down here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm not too worried about the weather. Got too much smoke in the shop to worry about the weather, that's for sure. I just got the stove going and so trying to get it all aired out. But anyways, it's a beautiful day up here. Calling for apparently we're in the snow advisory and well, it's not even snowing, so I was kinda thinking the humidity is too low to even for the snow to touch the ground, so I think the last time I looked, the humidity was about 73%, so. But other than that, it's just a cloudy day. So, way up here in the suit. KEAFGW.
Fine business, Brad. We had it off and on. We went from clear to cloudy, and right now it's kind of weird because south of this line, its temperatures are in the 80s, and north of the front line, it's like in the 30s and 40s. So it's kind of a weird situation. Nasty storms, some super.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, hopefully I have it. But anyways. Yeah, it seems like you keep losing the repeater. I'm not sure what one you're into, but yeah, so a lot of breakups in there.
We're just going to sit here and monitor and see what pops here. But after what happened last Friday, they're being real careful about any further severe weather development. Looks like they're going to get some tonight. Anyway, have a good night. And most of our snow is gone. So we don't have to worry about that anymore. But we may get some snow tomorrow, but they're talking a couple of inches.
Oh, well, very good. So, yeah, we still got quite a few inches on the ground yet. So, yeah, maybe by mid-April we'll get to see some bare ground. So, anyways. Yeah, I guess you're, sounds like you're signing off there, so we'll say, hey, thanks for the contact. I've been hearing an awful lot of Kia, so I was wondering if everything's working or not, so it seems like everything is, so we'll say 73 if you're going to sign off, so KEFGW.
KSL, have a good night, and we'll talk to you later, and hopefully it'll be another quiet night. We'll just have to see, I guess. From Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel in beautiful downtown Dearborn Heights. Have a good night there.
Thanks, sir. You too. Good night. KEAFGW. KEAFGW monitoring here in Lockheed. No audio.